start of the second quarter, second period. 22-19, Wes Craven up on Wes Carteret. I'm Mark Panicelli, Sam Avalos. Welcome to Friday Night Hoops. Wes Craven will start things off here in this second period. Latrell Campbell. Cross-court pass over to Darius Abrams. He dishes it out to Laquez Campbell. Inside pass to Chris Campbell, who loses it. And I know there's a lot of Campbells. Keep up with us here. There's three of them on the floor for Wes Craven right now. Chris, Latrell, and Laquez. Also on the floor for right now, Julian Allgaier. And as well, Darius Abrams for the Eagles. We'll go through the Patriots that are on the floor right now. Right now, Graves has it. Gives it out to Jacob Tolliver. Tolliver gonna kick it out to number 32, Austin Huber, who misses a three, but Patriots are still gonna hold on to it. Desmond Jones now giving it back to Huber. Stands on the baseline. Huber tries to kick it inside and he gets knocked around. I think Wes Craven's going to get called for a foul here.
Yeah, it looks like Chris Campbell's going to get called for a little bit of a shove in the back here on this play. What we've seen the Patriots come out so far is slow things down just a little bit. They're being a little bit more patient on offense, doing a good job of working the ball around the perimeter, waiting for the right shot there. We saw Huber miss a corner three on that play. Oh, Darius Abrams picks off the inbound pass.
He does. Darius Abrams will push it up the floor, gives it to Campbell, back to Abrams. Abrams to Jonquez Green. Around the horn to Latrell Campbell, who airballs the baseline three, and here comes Wes Carteret. Graves will dribble it up the floor for the Patriots. Gives it over to Deshaun Jones. Aaron Stewart taking a breather right now, the leading scorer for the Patriots. Huber is going to lose it as he tried to take it in himself. And we'll lose the basketball, so it'll be a turnover.
Huber, not a guy we really see drive to the bucket too much. Just a little bit of a three-point specialist for the Patriots team. Oftentimes you'll see him just standing in the corner for most of these Patriots possessions. We know he has the ability to knock down those open three-pointers. One for two so far on the night for Huber, but turnover there in the paint.
22-19, still waiting for our first points of this second period. Abrams from the baseline will miss the three-pointer, and Wes Carteret back up the floor. Tolliver taking it himself. Shot up and good.
Boy, how about the aggressiveness of Tolliver there? Got the rebound and wasted little time going coast to coast with that one, finishing over two Wes Craven defenders.
Laquez Campbell dishes it out to Laquez Campbell, to Abrams. Abrams, another baseline penetration. He'll go up for the shot and gets fouled.
You can see a lot of the football mentality in Darius Abrams when he drives to the hoop there. Not afraid to dip that shoulder just a little bit and absorb the contact with that 230 pounds that he's carrying around on that six-foot frame. He is bruising some guys out here tonight, and it's showing up in his ability to get to the bucket and draw the foul.
First free throw is up and good. Or is it not good?
It was good.
I thought it was good. I think the scoreboard has got it. No, they can't do that to us. Aaron Stewart, as the second free throw does not go in. 23-21 is our score. Should be 23-19, I believe. 5:49 to go before halftime.
23-21 is right. They awarded the Patriots that last free throw on accident on the scoreboard there, but they have since corrected it. So it is 23-21.
Okay, making sure. All right. Nice job. Aaron Stewart will dribble it and put it in the hoop for a now tie ball game at 23 apiece. Latrell Campbell. He has it. Passes it over to Laquez Campbell. Campbell, long three. And in, won't go in. And Wes Carteret's going to get the rebound, and Wes Craven will foul them in the process.
Chris Campbell looked like he had an opportunity to bring down that rebound there. Opted to just sort of slap it out to one of his players instead. Allowed the Patriots to come in and get a hand on it. But on the inbounds pass here, Darius Abrams once again
He's
sneaking
on
around
fire,
the back
right?
of Stewart. Unable to come away with the steal, knocks it out of bounds in the process, but he's certainly frustrating. Aaron Stewart, like you mentioned, the leading scorer on this Patriots team. Abrams having a great defensive night so far.
Tied up at 23 apiece right now. Tolliver has it for the Patriots. Kick to Shakur Frazier. Frazier thinking about penetrating. He'll think twice and dish it back to Aaron Stewart. Stewart dribbling around, being guarded by Abrams right now. Abrams now moving around, and Tolliver has it. Now the West Craven Eagles, scrappy, trying to steal it. Ball on the floor. Body's on the floor. The Eagles do grab it. And Laquez Campbell will dribble it back on the other end of the floor for West Craven. Pass to Latrell Campbell. Nice fake. All alone is Darius Abrams for three. In and out of the rim. And Wes Carteret will push it back up the floor. Tolliver kicks it out. And, ooh, to the floor. Trying to see, yes, that is number 33, Christopher Taylor.
It's a nice offensive possession there for the Patriots en route to the foul. Shakur Frazier gets the ball out on the elbow and is able to throw up a nice shot fake to get the West Craven defenders to leave their feet, able to cut right to the hole. And as it looks like Jonquez Green came over to try to stop him, Frazier able to reach the ball around the back of Green and dish it off to Bubba Cunningham, who was fouled.
Inbounds to Aaron Stewart, who's being guarded now by Lonnie Weatherington, who's in the game for West Craven. To Frazier. Back to Stewart. Trying to pass it inside. West Craven will take it away, and Abrams kicks it up the floor to Campbell. Campbell, cross court to Lonnie Weatherington, back to Abrams. 3:57 to go. They'll slow it down. Jonquez Green back over to Laquez Campbell, who penetrates, and his shot wild, near it, and West Carteret will bring it in and or bring it down and dribble it back up the floor. If you're West Craven, you got to get a better shot than that. Bounce pass to Stewart, and he will put it in. Nice job. The cut to the basket was incredible by Stewart there, and he just created that space and got off a great shot.
A great cut to the basket and a great pass there by the guard, Jacob Tolliver, for the Patriots to really whip that ball right inside into the hands of Stewart, who was able to get up high over the defender there, Darius Abrams, and finish that. Abrams coming to the bench now after the foul. We'll have to check and see how many he has, but that is the 17th foul on the Eagles in this half.
Missing the free throw. And now Lonnie Weatherington has it on the other end for Wes Craven. Now Laquez Campbell. Back over to Weatherington, who's got some space, but will not take the shot. Now tosses it into Jonquez Green, who's being double-teamed. Kick back out to Laquez Campbell. Back to Lonnie Weatherington, who... Kick it to Green, back in to Chris Campbell, and shot up. No good, but I think Chris Campbell's going to get fouled here, and he'll go to the line.
Now we're hearing Coach Hernandez for Wes Craven sitting over here and shouting to his team, take your time, take your time, take your time. And that's what we saw out of this Patriots offense there on that possession, as they really did a nice job of working around the perimeter until they were able to get Campbell in a one-on-one matchup down low. Campbell able to draw yet another foul in this game.
Free throw, hits the back of the rim and out. Looks like both teams in the bonus. Campbell's second opportunity. Patriots lead the Eagles by 2, 25-23, 3:06 to go before halftime. Campbell's second free throw is good. And Coach David Fernandez wants a timeout right now. So we got I think what we've seen so far in the first two periods of this game, I think we're going to have one heck of a contest here tonight. Wes Craven, you can see, defensively has forced some turnovers. As you were talking, hearing Coach Fernandez, I think if they could be a little more patient on the offensive end and get some good shots, better shot selection, I think. Right now, they're playing well, but you got to give credit to Wes Carteret fighting in there as well. It's been a game of streaks back and forth, as we've seen. Initially, Wes Carteret with a nice run to start the game. Wes Craven countered, even took a lead themselves, and now we've seen Wes Carteret now bounce back as they have a slight one-point lead right now. So it's been a game of momentum swings by both teams.
And it was really starting off at a breakneck pace, 22-19 after that first quarter, and here we are 5 minutes into the second quarter. The Eagles have only scored 2 points, while the Patriots have put in six this quarter, so things have slowed down quite a bit. Both teams playing a little bit more under control. We're seeing a little bit less of a full-court pressure from Wes Craven.
As here we go. 3 minutes to go here before halftime. Shakur Frazier penetrates, dishes it out to Jones, gets it back to himself, shoots a three, and he's going to be fouled. So I believe he's going to get three free throws here.
He is, and that foul is going to be on Laquez Campbell. Campbell does a little bit of disbelief after that foul call there. Looks like it might have been a little bit of a nice acting job by Shakur Frazier, but the referee standing right in front of me, so I don't want to say that too loudly, but there'll be three shots for the Patriots here.
He'll make the first one. Frazier, he and his brother both on this team, both sophomores, Shakur and Christian Frazier. Second free throw attempt by Frazier off the front of the rim. 26-24. Frazier, the third one is good, and the lead is now 3, 27-24. Wes Craven now. Lonnie Weatherington gets it past the timeline. Dishes it to Laquez Campbell. Laquez Campbell dribbles away from the double team. Still has it. Thinks about penetrating. Pressure's there. He still holds on to it. Great job, but he can't. Should have dished it away. Wes Carteret will try to turn it into some transition points, but a wild shot by Aaron Stewart. Patriots will get the rebound, and Shakur Frazier tries to slow it down and give the Patriots a chance to reset. Tolliver will dribble and gets fouled.
We're going to have a foul call on Lonnie Weatherington here. It's going to send Tolliver to the line for 1-1. Wes Carteret with a three-point lead here with 2 minutes and 20 seconds left to go in the first half.
That first free throw for Tolliver is good. Now a four-point lead.
Tolliver, a guy that did not start the game for the Patriots tonight, but has been playing a lot of minutes here, especially in the second quarter, as they see some guys get a little bit of a break.
This is the second free throw. The Eagles rebound, and we'll push it back up the floor. Chris Campbell to Allgaier. Allgaier to Lonnie Weatherington. Weatherington dishes it to Laquez Campbell. Laquez back over to Lonnie. Lonnie penetrates, shoots it back to Allgaier. Allgaier in and out of the rim. He had it all, just couldn't fall in.
Yeah, but it's a nice offensive possession there for Wes Craven. Have to be happy with the ball movement, able to find the open shooter. Have to take that shot if you're Allgaier. They will start falling.
Back on the other end, Aaron Stewart for three from the baseline, and it's good. He sinks it, and the Patriots' lead is now 7, 31-24 with a minute 34 to go before half.
And a great shot by Stewart from the baseline there. With Allgaier all in his face, Stewart able to put a little bit of a fade on that to create a little bit of separation and get the shot off.
Back on the other end, Laquez Campbell for three, and no good. Ball loose, and Wes Carteret has it. On the other end, Taylor puts it up, and he's going to be fouled by Laquez Campbell. Boy, I thought we were going to see another slam, at least from height, from the at least the hairstyles alone. From one end, you've got number 33 Christopher Taylor, the senior power forward for the Patriots, whose first free throw is good. It's now a 32-24 lead for Wes Carteret. But Chris Campbell on the other end, also, you look at his, you know, and again, I'm from the era of the high top fade, the box.
Did you ever rock the high top fade?
Oh, of course, man. Course.
Now, what I think we're seeing from Wes Craven is in the first quarter of this game, they spent so much time in the full court press that they were forcing a lot of turnovers and getting a lot of points off of those turnovers. Darius Abrams has been on the bench for the Eagles for a couple of minutes. They're missing his defensive presence out there and his ability to turn the ball over and showing up on the scoreboard. Still just 2 points for the Eagles in this game.
The dribble penetration by Latrell Campbell, and the ball goes out of bounds, but I think is going to get a chance to go to the free throw line and get some free points. We talked about that at the pregame. I think this is something Wes Craven's got to do a job of, especially here where you're trailing right now by 9 points. And this free throw, in and out.
Jalen Franks entering the game now for the Eagles. I believe this is the first time we have seen Franks tonight. They're hoping he can come in and give them a little bit of an offensive spark here in the closing minute of this first half.
And Adonis Cox, I believe, coming in as well for Wes Craven. So you're going to have Lonnie Weatherington, Adonis Cox, Jonquez Green, and Jalen Franks, as we talked about. On the other end, Aaron Stewart penetrates. Take it right to the house. Aaron Stewart, another great basket, great penetration.
And he looks down court and he sees most of Wes Craven Eagles defenders have their back turned to him. He takes full advantage of that, cuts right to the hoop for an easy layup.
On the other end, up and good. Up and good, Adonis Cox with the three-pointer. The Eagles needed that, 35-28. Shakur Frazier on the other end. Defensive pressure picking up for Wes Craven as we now have 20 seconds to go. And they're going to foul Frazier as Allgaier and Weatherington. I believe Allgaier is going to get called for foul here. 19 seconds to go here before the half. Shakur Frazier, sophomore, hits the first one.
Jonquez Green, the only starter for the Eagles in the game right now. You mentioned all those substitutes that came in there late.
Hit. And the second free throw is good. Now 19 seconds to go. Lonnie Weatherington, as Wes Craven wants to hold on and just take the last shot here. Weatherington over to Allgaier. Cross-court pass is intercepted. Intercepted and up for three. It's an air ball, and Wes Craven will get maybe one more chance at it with 4 seconds to go.
Austin Huber could feel that clock ticking down. Thought he had to rush that one off just a little bit. He needs to take one look up and realize he has 4 seconds and time to get off a better shot.
Lonnie Weatherington from half court off the backboard, and we're at the half. A 37-28 lead for Wes Carteret. We need to take a break. The halftime show brought to you by Sherwood Forest Free Will Baptist Church is coming up in our halftime score. Wes Carteret 37, Wes Craven 28. This is Friday Night Hoops on 252 ESPN Radio.